We'll start violation of the bottom. Is that good? If you did it already, just a quick silent. So Amar of Yehuda, Shachav Eichon is Ovel Metoch Pir, Velo Bracha, Mesalkan, Lestad Echon, Mivarach. A guy made a mistake, put food in his mouth, and then realized. So what should he do? He should move it to the side and then make a bracha. That's the first price. Tanichada Bolon, Tanichidach Bolton, Tanichidach Masalakon. Okay, three braces about this case. One is that you swallow. Second brace is that you spit it out, make the bracha, and then you could continue. And the third one is you push it to the side. So says the Gemara, Lokasha, how do you explain these? I had a tiny bowl of the mashkin. If you're talking about swallowing, it's going to be about drinks, because it's basically, right, it's impossible to push it to the side. It's not even a task to deal with that, to push it to the side and also make a bracha. And spinning it out is going to totally ruin it, so you can't do either of those options if you got to swallow. How does that? Because whenever you swallow it, they'll make the bracha, and then have some more. How did I napoltan bimidi delomimis? When we're talking about spinning it out, that's talking about something that you could spit out and eat it after. But that doesn't get disgusting. And how did I napoltan bimidi delomimis? If it's something that you would be most, it'd be disgusting if you spit it out and you couldn't possibly eat it again. So then, instead of wasting it, better to push it to the side and make the bracha and then keep going. Okay, but Lindy Delomium is Namless Alkinatarecha Velebrich. Okay, why don't we say, what's the big deal? Even it doesn't get disgusting. Why don't you have to spit it out? Why don't you make the bracha the way it is? Turn what Rabbi Yosef Kaskos. Oh, Kamed Rabbi Yosef Bar Avin, Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Shanam, Mariam Lepe, Dilatech. Okay, our mouths should be completely filled with the praise of Hashem, so shouldn't have other things in the way. So, definitely the chiddush in the fact that drinks, things are going to get ruined, you could leave inside your mouth, so it's not so, we can, if it's going to mean that the food is going to be wasted, but this lechachila of having your mouth full when you make the bracha, empty when you make the bracha, we give up in order not to waste the food. That's one chiddush, and the other chiddush was that if that's not an option, because you can't push it to the side like drinks, and can't spit it out, because you need to waste it, so you're allowed to swallow it completely. So why is that true? I know it's a discussion, but it could be that some Rishonim hold that when you have a kavana, you're going to eat a food, and then you're going to make the bracha afterwards. The bracha afterwards covers the food even before. Okay, that's one option. Okay. Another thing is, Chazal basically said if there's no other option not to eat the food, so not to waste it. Not to waste it. Basically, it's very bitty habit anyway. It's already went into your mouth. That bitty habit situation. It's a lot. Anyway, here we go. Next piece. Someone who ate and didn't make a bracha, what should he do now? Should he make the bracha right now? Says the Gemara, Amar lahu mishachol shum v'reichol nodiv yazor yochol shum v'acher kedesh yirochol v'reichol nodiv. Someone made a mistake and had garlic in his breath smells because of that. So should he eat another one? So his breath should smell even worse. So the point is that at least at this point, we're saying maybe he's allowed to make the bracha after he ate. I have here the Marsha says that pshat is that, is he allowed to just keep eating without another bracha? Right? That's interesting. Meaning, in other words, if he ate without a bracha, should he keep eating without a bracha, then make the bracha afterwards? And that, the Gemara is saying that's a mistake.
Totally. That's what
he was. Yeah.
That makes sense with the Gemara seemingly like tough response.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, keep making your breath bad? Like, keep doing seemingly something harmful?
Right. So the other option is basically that the Gemara is talking about that after you finished eating, maybe make the bracha then. And the Gemara is basically saying, it could be saying that that's not an option to make the bracha after you eat. I learned this last night. That's I think I'll go with that shot. That could you continue to eat if you didn't make a bracha? Continue to eat without a bracha, and then you make a bracha afterwards. The Gemara says a tough response. That's not an option because you're not supposed to eat without a bracha. Just because you ate something without a bracha, how are you allowed to keep eating? Okay, says the Gemara. Amravina, fine. Hilkach, afilu gamar shidato yaser. Ravina makes a statement that sounds like. That you can, if it happened with the effort that you did finish, you can make a bracha at the end. If you realize in the middle, you should make a bracha then, but otherwise, you can make the bracha at the end. Then the Gemara
Does
says,
it make a
yeah.
difference at all that, like, we saw with which basically says that brain of flesh is like a bracha rishon, it's really a bracha rishon, so we say it at the end. Maybe there's some,
Yeah.
even though we use it as a bracha chrona, like maybe
Yeah.
there's some
It connects the last
analysis.
sugya. In that last sugya, right? There's definitely already shown within there are others that have such a concept that you can make the bracha after the food and it covers the food that you already ate. There is such a concept. And yeah, within Ravina, definitely have to say that. The line right before that, I think, presumably just to say, is not against Ravina because Ravina starts like following off what we just said. So he didn't contradict Ruchazi. He says, Hilkach. I agree with Ruchazi. I'll just take it further.
And he's probably very bitty at it also, but like
Yeah, so let's just say like this. They ask Rav Chisda, what if someone ate? Should they continue to eat without a bracha? The Gemara says, no way, you can't do that. You make a bracha in the middle. But if you did actually finish, all right, so then probably make a bracha rishon right then. And says Ravina, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. And did Tanya, the proof for Ravina is tell Allah Omer Aliyato, someone went to mikvah, didn't make a bracha before they went in, they make a bracha afterwards. You have to be a varach. You make a bracha. After, sorry, sorry. So, Baliyata, when they come out of the mikvah, they say bracha shekhar al hatilah. They make the bracha hamitzvah of going to mikvah afterwards. So it sounds like in the Gemara that theoretically you're supposed to make the bracha before, and if you didn't, you make it afterwards. So too by food. If you didn't make the bracha before, the Gemara says nah, it's not a proof. Lohi, hasam ikara gavra lochazi. There you couldn't make the bracha before. Rashi gives the reason because Takanas Ezra. That you couldn't make the bracha before if someone was a Valkyrie or Shepoletet, so they couldn't make the bracha before, so therefore they make the bracha afterwards. So therefore, the Chazal took the bracha and they pushed it afterwards. However, by bracha rishon on food, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to make it before. However, when it comes not to mikvah, when it comes to food, so he's supposed to make a four, and if he didn't do it, that's it. It was pushed off, and that's too bad. He lost out on the mitzvah. Okay. So, yes, you do see that Ravina has such a concept that you could make the bracha afterwards. And yeah, it would have to work. It would have to retroactively come out that you didn't do anything wrong. And the Rosh Shita, that Chiddush thing, was that even if you. It's not like I did any Avira beforehand. Retroactively, it came out that I ate some of the food, then I made a bracha Rishonah. And I continue to eat, it comes out that retroactively my bracha works on all the food that I eat. So for Ravina, the same thing is true. Might as well, we do not hold a Ravina. We hold in the middle of the food you can eat, make the bracha. And okay.
Not at the end. Not at the
Not at
end.
the end. Now, if you're not eating anymore, the bracha is lost, yeah. Tanur Rabbanan. Asparagus, okay, this is a type of drink. For people used to have a certain vegetable liquid that they would put together with wine or beer. So cooked vegetable juice that was that they would have for health. Okay. So just
We had
thinking,
something else
we
that
had it before, I'm
we had
sure.
something else that was definitely this whole way down.
Yeah, that about turnips, I think. So I don't know if we had yeah. Yeah, no, it's something else. Okay. A Negro and Antigro. Anyway, asparagus is a health thing. Okay, over here they say, oh, the Aruch says it's made from cabbage juice. Anyway, great. Cabbage juice or some other vegetable juice together with beer or wine, There's Yafel Lev is good for the heart, Tovel Einayim, the eyes, Kol Shekein Lemenayim. Okay, Kol Shekein for the intestines or stomach. Haragil Bo, Yafel Lekol Gufo. Hamishtaker, Himenu, Kasha Lekol Gufo. As someone regularly has it every day, good for them. Har says every morning. So someone has this health drink every morning, great. But if you get drunk from it, it's bad. Midigtani, Yafel Lev. Mikla Adabacham Reskin, and there are two types of this asparagus drink. One's the beer, one's the wine. So the one that's good for the heart, we're going to explain later with a brisa. There's the one that's good for the heart is the wine one. So okay, so probably talking about the wine. Okay, and yet in the same brisa it says it's good for the heart also, and Kol Shekein is good for the stomach and intestines. So the Gemara says well, that's not true. V'hatanya lelat for the lev, einayim, and tachol, three parts of the body, the heart, eyes, and spleen, yafe, it's good for them, the ramat, kasha. Rashi is rosh, me'ayim, and tachtonion. The head, the intestines, and tachtonion is like for hemorrhoids, so avoid those. It's kasha is bad for those. So, this brisa says that the wine, asparagus, drink was good for the heart and bad for the b'nei me'ayim. So this brisa contradicts what we just said before. The brisa we said before was things that were good for the heart were also good for the b'nei me'ayim. And the next brisa tells you you got one or the other. You have to choose. Kitanya hi b'miyushan. Okay, the Gemara says, no, no, no. When we're talking that it's good for all the parts of the body or for the heart and for the stomach, that was really old wine. Kitanya kitanan konim yayin shani toli, and someone says about having wine, shayin kosher, then I'm not having wine anymore, I'm swearing it off because it's bad for my stomach. I'm reloha low yushin yafu. But if someone tells you, nah, but with old wine it's good, libinemi ayim, it's good for your stomach, shatak, and he's quiet about that. So then, in fact, that shows that his neder wasn't chal on the old wine because he didn't intend to ask for that. As long as someone tells him this and he's quiet, that means he accepts that. So, says it's 3 years old or older is considered old wine for this purpose. Okay, so, for the health purposes, it comes out that new wine, asparagus, is you know somewhat good, somewhat bad. It's good for this heart, bad for the intestines, and the really old wine one is good for everything. Tanra button. Shishvarim nemru b'asparagus in Jordan when it's not diluted, male is full. The kabla b'yamin you take it with your right hand. Shote b'small, you take with your right hand. It's from someone who passes it to you. You put it into your left hand and you drink it. Ve'masich na'achara you shouldn't talk after you drink it right away. In mafsikin bo you don't stop in the middle. Of the drink, you drink it in one shot. You don't return it to somebody else, you give it to the same guy who you gave it to. You spit afterwards. And so on. You can, I don't know, this is, if you put it on top of something else, instead of like on the table or on the counter, you put it on top of some food, you can only put it on top of food that's the same type of min that it was made out of. Some of these are medical that are easy to understand. Some of them are like we'll see soon are metaphysical. Low cash. Habad chamer, habad shikr. So anyway, hold on. What's the point? V'atanya, sorry. One other brisa. There's going to be, three or four brises right over here that are going to contradict this brisa. We're going to go through each one, and the general answer is there are two types of asparagus. So this brisa told us that you are not supposed to be so mechet, put a cup of asparagus on top of anything besides the same thing it was made out of. But our separate how tiny intervals all the pot, you can't make, you shouldn't put it on top of anything besides bread. Lokasha, habrecham, rabbeshechr. Dubazo is made of wine or beer. And the one that was made of bread, sorry, the one that was made of wine, you're supposed to use bread, Rashi says. The one that was made of beer, you could, whatever the beer was made out of. If it was a fig beer, or whatever it was, whatever liquor was, that's the type of food that you could be somechet with. But if it was wine, then you're supposed to use bread to be somechet. Okay, now to the more general thing. I don't have an explanation what's that about. If you do, you have any idea or guess or thought?
Maybe not on top of my head. Here it says more like, as opposed to leaning on it says more like, it says supplements. So
Okay.
meaning to eat along with it. So
Interesting.
like what you should
Okay,
eat.
good. Let's go with Apshat. All right.
So the original means
So.
you should eat like grapes with wine. If you're assuming that it's from wine, then do grapes and like focaccia is up, but it says you eat bread. Like you should eat
Right.
bread with it. So
So,
okay, so
same carrots, but yeah.
right, exactly.
Okay, fine. It could be for health. Great. So, yes, that makes a lot more sense. Thank you. Tani had lilan for the lady, and I'm told it's good, and for the rosh ne'ayim and tachtoniot it's be kasha. That's one bright. So tani idoch, the exact opposite. Lermat yafel lelat kasha. These in turn organs, it's good. These are it's bad. Exact opposite prices. Lo kasha b'cham rabbi shechra. And the thing that was good with the heart, the first one, was the wine one. Tanichada, and yeah, Tanichada, rak acharav lokev. Somebody spits after they drink this, their body is hit. In other words, that it's bad for them. It's harmful. Tanichada, lo rak acharav lokev. The opposite. If you didn't spit, it's bad. So, a contradiction, lokasha, havacham rabbi shechra. That. Second, I think, yeah, versus the if you don't spit, it's bad is by the beer. Okay.
Should spit out of the beer. You
By the
cannot
beer
spit out of the beer.
and by the chamra, right, by the beer is bad, so you should spit, and by the chamra you shouldn't spit. Amar of Ashi, Hasha Amar lo rak acharav loke mimav nizrakin. If that's since that's true, that's medically harmful to not spit after drinking the one with beer. So you should spit even in front of the king if you drink this drink, because it's harmful, and I guess it'll be understood that's not embarrassing to the king. And so, don't do something that's bad for yourself, even if it's just embarrassing a little bit to the king. Don't do it. It's bad. All right. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Shel Dvaram Sachli Suriel Sar HaPnim. This is so Rabbi Shmuel went to Shemayim and he saw certain things and he spoke to certain Malachim. So this Malach Suriel told him the following a few things. One is Al Tidocha Elukcha B'Shachris Miyana Shamish. Don't take your clothing in the morning when you're getting dressed from a shamish. You should take it yourself. Okay? When you're getting dressed, don't take the clothing from somebody like a shamish. Great. Second one is Al Titol Yadcha Mimi Shalom. That first one's not brought in the halacha, but the second one is that you shouldn't have your hands washed except from someone who already washes hands. We usually wash our own hands. But if someone is going to wash your hands, someone's going to pour the water on top of your hands, the dafka should be someone who already washed their hands. It shouldn't be someone who didn't wash their hands. The idea is, someone who's already tahor should be matar somebody else, not someone whose hands have a tumah. I don't think it's the same exact thing, but for little kids, this could be practical. You're teaching them how to do negavasra in the morning. So, in fact, you should wash your own hands, and then you should wash their hands.
He's not a, is he a branch of the Kohen?
I
Something
don't
funny
know.
about that.
I
It
thought
sounds
when it's
like.
brought in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought specifically about the
Okay.
Negavasra in the morning. I don't think so, but. Because that's not really about Tumas Yadayim, the washing for Kohanim. It's for Kedusha. But there's definitely a minute some people with the Levim do wash, some don't. But I don't think it was the same thing. I don't know.
Just regular classic.
Do you have any footnote about that? Does it mention? Does it mention that in the footnote? I
Oh,
don't know.
it doesn't. It
I
just.
don't know. So I don't think it really was that, but I don't know. Al Tazir Kois. Aspargos, Rene Shetach Safit, a certain demon might come upon the person. It's a group of demons might come upon the person if he returns the asparagus to somebody else. Vamrila Istalkanit, a certain type of Malchi Chavala, also Shainim and demons. The demons were saying, waiting, we're going to ambush the guy that does one of these things, and we're going to get him, we're going to conquer him, we'll take care of him. So, whatever it was, these are bad practices. So it's a fantastical story in the Ksubas about Rishu ben Levi. Rishu ben Levi's story is just he learned, Maisim Rakav, he went to Shemaim and he talked to the Malachim. Rishu ben Levi, he was supposed to die and he was learning Torah and continuing to learn Torah. So Malachim was not able to get him. Malachim Abbas basically was going to make him a deal. And Malachim Abbas told him, I'll let you see. Alisi Gan Eden, as long as you come with me afterwards. So he went with him, and he told him he wanted to go visit inside Gan Eden. Before he went in, before he went with the Malach Mavis, he was afraid. So he told the Malach Mavis, "Let me take your sword." Okay, so he took it. So then when he went to Gan Eden, he jumped into Gan Eden, and the Malach Mavis told the Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't fair. I didn't take his neshama yet. So then the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Did he ever?" He took a shua, I'm not leaving, whatever it was. So he said to, or I don't know, took a shua, but basically, Kadosh Baruch Hu was on the side of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, as long as he never lied in his life, and he didn't. So, there was like a bottom line, he gives him back, he had to give back his sword to the Malachim Abbas. He came back with some remnants from his coat, whatever it smelled like, I don't remember when he came back, and then he died. But Lamaisa, he went to Shemaim, a very holy chashev individual. So he spoke to the Malach Mavis on this trip to Gan Eden. So what do you hear? Altitol chalukcha shachris miyad Hashem shetalabes. You shouldn't take your clothing from someone who, the same idea, someone who, something from the Shamish when you get up in the morning. Altitol yachav mi shalom tliyadav. Same thing. Ve'al tamo levnei nashim shachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach
accompanies them. So don't stand nearby. Don't stand in front of a woman while they're coming from the cemetery. Because I'm dancing amongst them. My sword is out. And I have the ability to destroy and ipaga. So therefore, stay away. Ipaga matikante. And if you meet up with the woman coming back from the cemetery, what are you supposed to do? Lynch of midos de amos. You should jump 4 amos. That's pretty far, but what exactly that means? Ika nahara leavre. If there's a river across the other river, ika darka achrina lays above. There's another way. Go that way. Ika guda leko achora. If there's a hole, a pit, stand on the other side of the pit. Ilo lehadrape. Otherwise, just turn your face. Lema, you should say. Vayomer adonai el sata nigara adonai b'cha. In Zechariah, it says that that they would speak to the Satan and say, Hashem should chastise you, Hashem should admonish you to leave us alone. And this way, the Malachim would leave him alone.
It doesn't say anything here. I was curious. Do you know anything? Like, why it's women specifically?
Women are more associated with din as opposed to rachamim in Kabbalah or whatever in these sort of things. Coming back from the cemetery is just obvious of that the Melchim was just around and just active, and so if he was active, so then like a little bit once the Melchim Ashkes was given rishus to destroy, so he's continued ability. It says in plural nashim, so anytime there's multiple women, it's worse for this thing because A, of zugos, and B, if there's din in the world, it's more significantly impacted. I don't know anything of Kabbalah, but I've seen that in like Evan Shlomo of the Gra, he has that.
And it looks like there's a letter.
Yeah, letter. It is actually, in fact, brought in Hilchos Aveilus. this is brought such a thing.
There's a count of you're there with the women. So like if you're going with like a family, like
I don't
you're
know.
Not going to run away from their.
No, you're not going to run away. You say this. You say a pasuk, or I'm not sure where we are. So this might be the getter where it says Msachim. If you're worried about the zugos, then you don't have to. If you are not worried, you don't have to worry. If you're worried, you're worried. Lemaisa, it is brought in the halacha a little bit. That is why I think in Yerushalayim they don't have. I think immediate. They have like some minhagim about this. I forget exactly. Daughters don't come to the cemetery. It has such a minhag. And the Syrian community, the Sardim in Brooklyn and wherever else, they don't have women go to the cemetery, period, at ever. Lemaisa, yeah, I think most other people, most other places, women do go to the cemetery. I don't know, maybe it expires after they wash their hands. I'm not really sure exactly. If we're worried about this, it is brought down in the Hilchos Avot. All right. Amr Rabbi Zeir, Amr Rabbo, Amr Ilo, Benita Tana, Sarah Dvarim, Rabbi Gosha Baruchah. Okay, back to Zimun stuff. When you make a benching and you take a cup of wine at the end for Zimun, it's a special thing to do a kosher bracha. It's not according to the halacha, it's not really a chiyuv, it's a good thing. And you should, people do it when they do a Zimun of 3 or 10. A lot of people don't do it at all. But the minig is lots of people never do it. But this is what you're supposed to do if you do that. And or for lots of other kosher brachas that we definitely do, for Kiddush, Havdalah, wedding, you know, bris, all these things, have a cup of wine. So you're supposed to have special things. What are they? Hadacha, it's supposed to be washed out the cup. Shtifa is not just the inside of the cup, but the outside of the cup. You should wash the cup inside and out. Chai, it should be undiluted, at least in the beginning. You should fill up the cup in the beginning, undiluted wine. Male, it should be full. Itur, we'll say soon exactly what that means in the Gemara. Something surrounding it. Ituf, you cover your head. Not Lusheyadu, you hold it with two hands. Not Lumimim, you hold it with your right hand.
What do you mean by covering, or we'll go through all these?
Ituf, yes, covering your head. Like a talus or a black hat, or it could just be Kippah works.
I didn't hear you say
that. I don't know. I didn't say it. Covering your head. We'll soon see what the halacha actually is, but right now this is the first statement. There's 10 things about a kosher bracha. No, you take with your two hands. No, yamin. You then put in your right hand. In a karka tefach, you raise up a tefach from the table or whatever. No, no, ain't of bow. You put your eye, you look at it. So you, after you drink from it, you give it to your wife. So it's your family, but specifically your wife. The halacha is only 4 things are actually applicable. Hadacha, shtifa, chai, male. That's pretty sure brought in the halacha. Not all of them actually brought in the halacha. The gra, and others, some people like held that you should be back, but not all of them. But Shulchan Aruch brings 4, which is you should clean the cup. And that is the halacha. But people are not always so makbid because our cups are clean anyway. You cup them, you wash them before you put it away. So I'll peep shot, that's fine. Mishnah Berurah, as long as you have a clean cup, that's fine. According to Kabbalah, it's people wash it right then. Chai Mali is that you should use wine that was not diluted. And then Mali should be full. The Rishonim said, at least when they used to use their wines that need dilution, what you do is you put it into the cup not diluted, and then you dilute it while it's in the cup. As opposed to diluting before it goes into the cup. Our wines, there's no dilution. Except people, I'll pick up all even dilute our wines, but that's not the, not what's in the Shulchan Aruch either. Anyway, Tana Hadach B'Mifnim Shivim B'Chutz. So you have to, explaining, what does it mean you wash it twice? It means you wash it on the inside and the outside of the cup. If you drink from a full cup, it's a great thing. You got rewarded to get on. You weren't stingy on using wine. You used a lot of wine. So Hashem gives you a reward that you have nachal of a bounty that's unending. Hashem gives you in all directions. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar Zachav and Alchashay Alavim Alav Zev Alam Ham. He gets a portion in this world and next world. The Kosher Bracha gives a lot. It has a lot of chashivas in the halacha and also in Kabbalah, whatever. because it shows that giving a lot of chashivas to the bracha, it makes the bracha a lot more chashiv when you have wine with it, and you give a lot of significance. There are 10 things that are connected, like 10 tziros. We don't do all of them, we do 4 of them. Those things are more revealed. It shows a chashivas about the bracha, the fact that you prepare in advance and follow on everything else. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, and like a tikkun for lots of things. One is a tikkun for a sin of Adam Rishon, and so on and so forth. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, Omer Zochav and Ochal Shnei Olamim, Olam Azev, Olam Haba, Eater. What is Eater cover that's surrounding the cup? How do you do that? Rabbi Yosef Bar Tzareya B'Tamidim. He would surround the cup with the table, with Tamidim. He would invite a lot of guests that were Tamidim Chamim. Rabbi Ruchizda, Ma'adjah L'Benatle, he would surround it with other little cups. So, like, that's actually somewhat common. People have shot glasses or whatever, small cups. Or, I don't know if you've ever seen the fountain thing where you have in the middle the Kiddush cup, and around it you have the small cups. So that's exactly what Ruch is talking about. It says the Gemara used to do this. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this because we don't do Eater anymore. The things in Shulchan Aruch is brought is just Hadacha, just washing it, and Male and Chai. But if someone does it, because don't they hate? They follow, you know, there is a Gemara about this. They follow the Gemara.
Just my wife, myself and my wife.
I don't know. Should you make them six?
Should you put six cups around? We're not going to use them, but.
No, I don't think so. As in, I think it's only if they're full, if these cups are being used. If they're not being used, then I don't think it. The Gemara would do it with six cups, I think. But it's, I think it's only if you had guests. I think it doesn't add anything. If you're not using the cups. The point of it is it looks chashev, it looks more significant. I don't have one cup on this kiddush, I'm making kiddush on 10 cups over there. Great, but I think that's if you're going to drink from them or whatever. If you have empty cups, I don't think it does. Amar Chanan. So that's why some people do this. Some people have the cups and they pass them out, but after, as opposed to pass them out in the beginning. It's a chomer, it's not that in. You could pass them out in the beginning. Amar Chanan, Ubechai. That you should use not that little one. Amar Sheshet, Ubrochas Aret. You fill up the cup. So you should dilute it. So in other words, you should use undiluted wine for the beginning of benching. Your cup is not full, it's like half full, whatever. And then you dilute it when it comes time for end of the first bracha. For the second bracha, you fill it up. Okay, so that's what they used to do. In our day, we just fill it up in the beginning. Ituf.
Is Rav Chanan arguing? Is Rav Chanan arguing with Rav Chanan? Because they're two separate statements.
So, let's see. Rashi doesn't explain this. That's what I remember from the Rabbi Yonah, that they're adding one to another. That Rav Sheshet is describing when do you need it to be chai. You need to be chai up until that bracha, I believe. Up until that bracha needs to be undiluted, and then afterwards you dilute it. Do they have any footnotes? Any explanation?
He says that we're still talking about Eitur, that the cups are round.
Okay, so up to that bracha, you should have the cups surrounding it. Okay, great. Right. Nice. Eituf, covering your head. Rabbi Mahatevi, he would cover his head. Ravazi Parasudre, Arishi, he put a cloth over his head. Okay, so this is like, this is not, the halacha is, it's not necessary. It's one of the 10, but it's not one of the 4 that are acceptable halacha. But if someone does that, they put on their black hat. I've never seen anyone put their towels over their head when they do benching. But, you know, if they want to, wonderful. But a black hat, they're definitely, that exists. And you know, some people say, like, our kippah, some of the kippah, you know, you have 2 layers of the kippah, so that counts also. Anyway, no lo b'shei yadav. You take it with 2 hands. Your hands in plural in the pasuk, so you raise up your hands with kedusha, 2 hands. The early Talmid Chachamim used to ask the question: could your left hand help out your right hand? So you're holding the cup out with your right hand, so could you help? You know, can you hold it up for someone who's older or whatever, can't hold up their hand for so long? Or benching, or whatever it is. So, could you use your left hand to help? Amar Rav Ashi, Hol Rishon Mibailu. Since it was a question of the earlier generation, Lo Ashi Lehu, they had no answer. Anan, Neve Luchomer, we should not use our left hand to hold up the right hand. Okay. Magvim in a kar katava, you should pick up a katava.
Amr Acha Bar Chanina, my Kra Kosher, the Sav Hashem and Hashem, my Kra, you pick it up. That's the hardest to read something up. No, no, in a book, you should look at the wines, this way you shouldn't forget about it. You should give it to your wife. So your wife should have a bracha from the cup. Ula visited Rav Nachman's house and they had bread. Baruch brachas b'zonah, they were benching. Yevelei kasad brachas d'ol Rav Nachman. He gave Rav Nachman the kosher bracha. Amar le Rav Nachman, l'shtamar kasad d'brachas d'ol l'yalta. Let's go send the cup to my wife Yalta. So, Rabbi Yochanan said, so Ula was saying to Rabbi Nachman, nah, there's no point in giving it to your wife. There's no need to. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan said that the bracha that comes to a woman comes from the man. So if you give the bracha to the man, so he's going to get a bracha on the mela, it'll spill over to the man, to the woman, she'll get a bracha. But let me say, you don't have to give her to drink. If the man drinks, he'll get a bracha and it'll come to her automatically. As it sounds like in the pasuk, the bracha goes to him. And then she's going to be mibarach because of her husband. Tanam b'hachar, Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan, Pri b'no shal ish, mibarach alam Pri b'no shal ish. I know that she's blessed because of him. Shemar Pri b'neich, Pri b'neich, Pri b'no lo, Nemar al Pri b'neich. Okay, it says male, not female. Anyway, so it sounds like that's what they did. They didn't send the cup to Yalta. So Nur Nachman, the husband of Yalta, drank the cup, didn't give to Yalta. Adhachi Shami Yalta, So now Yalta, the wife, heard this story, heard what happened, that she was going to get the cup, and then they ended up not sending her the cup. She got upset. She stood up. Alta the Bechamro, she went down to the basement, and she broke with Tavrid Alamea. The time she broke 400 barrels of wine, she was insulted. They didn't send her the cup. Amr le Rav Nachman, Nishter le Mar Kasach. Rav Nachman said to Ula, by the way, why don't we send her a new cup of wine? So that she'll have something. Shalach lo, so they sent her. Kol hai, they sent her, sorry, the following message. They didn't send her more wine. Kol hai nivga de birchati. All the wine that you spilled out is all included in the kosher bracha. If you want to drink it. Shalach le. She sent back, Yalta sent, responded, Mimadhure mili, Mimasmurte klimi. People that are always, you know, walking around the shuk, Madhure mili, they always have good responses. You have clever answers to what I did, but basically she's saying, look, you made a mistake, own up to it. And Masmurte klimi is like old ragged clothing that are embarrassing. So she was insulting, she was unhappy, and she broke the barrels of wine, and she was saying, I don't really care for your responses right now. Okay, we take from this story, Shalom Ba'is is more important than almost anything else over here, but there is such a thing. That sometimes from a kosher bracha, a man does give it to his wife. It actually is brought in halacha. There is such a concept. Some women don't want to, or whatever. They have their own cup, or whatever it is. But there is such a thing to drink from the same cup or kiddush or whatever it is. I've never seen. There is no such thing, the halacha, that women can't have from the havdalah cup. There's like the wife's tales. Yeah, there's wife tales things. The woman shouldn't drink if they drink from the coast of the Havdalah, the wife's tails, all sorts of things. They grow a chest hair and all sorts of silly things. There's no such a thing. They can drink from the coast of Havdalah. These are bracha things. They're a nice thing. If she doesn't want to, she doesn't absolutely have to. And everybody has their own minhagim. You shouldn't speak, I think, about the kosher bracha, let's say between until from the time you pour it until you make the bracha. Amar Asi, Amar Ema bracha on kosher paranus. You don't make a bracha on a kosher paranus. My kosher paranus. Amar Nachman Rei is a koshin, a second cup for zugos. If you have two of anything, it's bad. The demons come and get you. So don't have two cups. Don't make a bracha on that. We're not worried about that.
Most people don't worry about that today, so we would have to absolve it. Then Rabbi Yochanan the Kiflayim will yivarech mishum shenemar echon likran elach Yisrael v'hai lo b'taki. So if someone has two things, so it's not prepared for Hashem, so you should prepare your brachas for Hashem, and therefore a second cup is not prepared. It's prepared for pranas, so therefore don't make a bracha on that. Amar Rabbi Bo v'amri lo v'manit tana ochal v'halach. If somebody's eating and while they're walking, they should stop to make a bracha. Mevarach me'uman. They should stop standing to make a bracha. Zhum ochel me'uman mevarach me'yushim. If someone's going to eat standing, they should sit when they make the bracha. Kushuhu meisiv. If he's going to lie down, ochel yoshim mevarach. He should sit up to make the bracha. Chachotah kulu yoshim mevarach. The best thing for all brachas of achila is to sit when you make the bracha. That's the best position to make. Hadar alach shoshah. Sorry for going over a little bit. Yeah, it's the next one. So let's see. Machlokas b'cham b'hil about Suda, about the meal. Several things. B'cham b'hil b'mavarach al yom, v'agam b'mavarach al yayin. So when someone makes Kiddush, first you say Mekash Shabbos, the bracha of the day, and then you make the bracha on the gefen for the wine. B'hil b'mavarach al yayin, v'agam b'mavarach al yom. The opposite, that's what we follow. First do a gefen, and then we do Kaddish Shabbos. The Gemara explains the machlokas, what that about. B'cham b'yom rim, don't leave me die. Raga mosin on coast. First you wash your hands, and then you do Kiddush. Then you pour the kappa, and then you do Kiddush. B'cham b'yom rim, mosin on coast, raga don't leave me die. First you do Kiddush, and then you wash your hands. The minhag that some yakis have of first washing, it comes from certain Bali Tosas. I had the opposite gears in the Gemara. When it comes to the Gemara, we'll talk about it. But yes, it's not that they don't file the Bechamai. It's not they say it's health. It's not we never usually file the Bechamai. That's true. Yes. But there are different gears in certain Rishonim.
Yeah.
There's definitely an established minhag. Someone has an issue continuing to follow. The most Rishonim don't have that. Most Rishonim have the gears that we have. Okay. That first you wipe your hands and you can leave on the cloth and you can leave it on the table. And you don't have to, we'll talk about it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it, you know, whatever, making things tummy and getting things dirty. You can leave it on the table. You don't want to put it on the table. After you wash your hands on some towel, put it on a pillow or even on top of your table. The Shabbos says you should sweep and then wash mamachronim. Because if you don't sweep first, we're afraid when you're going to wash mamachronim, the crumbs that are there are going to get wet. Some water is going to spill and splash and ruin the piece of bread. And it's not covenant to ruin bread with water. B'hil says the opposite. Nah, it's fine. You wash your hands and then you can sweep. And then the Gemara explains all these. How do you do Havdalah? First you do Merei Ha'ish, then you do, if you're going to do, also Muzzin is benching. Let's say you're doing benching for challenges and at the same time you're doing Havdalah. So what's the order? First you do Merei Ha'ish, then you do benching, then you do Besam, then you do Havdalah. That's Mazin Lekosh. Behol, and Behil, Oim Reim Ner, Besam, Muzzin, Havdalah. Okay, we do that one. Fine. Bichamri. Okay, the reason, Rashi explains why would he do Birkat HaMazon right now with the benching is because he wanted to make kosher bracha. And if he didn't have two cups of wine, so he doubles he's using a cup for benching and for Havdalah. So that's why he's doing the benching right then.
Some people have the minhag, right, to save the cup.
That is true. That's a good minhag. True. Good. Okay. Anyway. V'chamarim v'shabara mor ha'esh. You say in singular, when you say mor ha'esh, you say in singular for the light, mor ha'esh. V'chamarim 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 mor ha'esh. Im v'archim lo al-ner v'lo b'samim, shal akum lo al-ner v'lo b'samim, shal mesim. Bisham says you can't make a bracha. Oh no, not Bisham. Everybody agrees. You can't make a bracha on a candle or besamim from a goy, and not from a candle, or besamim from a, that's to honor a dead person. Lo aner, lo besamim, a lot of these are explained in the Gemara. Lo aner, lo besamim, shal avodazara, certainly not from avodazara house. You don't make more age unless you can benefit from it. So that's why people do their fingers. They put their fingers in up to the candle and see it. But in other words, you should be close enough so you can benefit from it. Machlokas, the lights need to be off. Some people do that, but not everybody. But it's definitely, it looks nice.
Does it mean you're supposed to get hana first before?
Machlokas, you should get it first. Some in the Pasha says he just means that you make the bracha and then you get the benefit.
Right.
But some people do the exact opposite. The Pshat could just be it's bracha shevach that you're going to get hana from it, so you make the bracha first. But it could be the opposite. Bracha shevach usually are after. This could be the more bracha than name and sort of thing. If somebody forgot where they ate, they forgot to bench, and they walked somewhere else, they should bench, and they should go back and bench. You don't have to go back. You can make the bracha wherever you are. What time frame do you have to bench? As long as you didn't digest the food. If somebody only has one cup, and they just had one cup of wine, should they make a bracha on wine separate from mazon? Again, the Gemara says, we'll explain this in the Gemara. It says, Bechamiyeh, you should make it on the wine separate from the mazon. You should make a gefen, and then you should bench. First you bench with the kosher bracha, and then you make a gefen. We'll explain more of that in the Gemara. Onen amen, achar Yisrael, hamavar. Here's a Jew make a bracha. You could definitely answer me, you should answer me. But in onen amen, and by kuti, we're not really sure they're making brachas to Hashem. They might make it to other guys or whatever. So if you hear a whole bracha, then you know the bracha they're making. You can say amen, otherwise not. You know what? We'll pick up tomorrow. Yeah.